David Kirtley holds up a tiny translucent vial that's about the size of an eyedropper. The small glass ampule between his fingers contains 1 gram of the liquid that he says could soon power our future.
So what we have here is a vial of heavy water, of deuterium oxide. It's like regular water, H2O, but using deuterium, D2O. Something we find in regular water. It's in your coffee when you drink it. It's safe and renewable and clean.
Kirtley is the CEO of Helion Energy, and that small vial of heavy water is basically his calling card. He keeps one in his laptop bag and one in his car, ready to use as a prop at any moment. With a bit of a mischievous grin, Kirtley confesses he's always been one to tinker, tearing up radios and hair dryers as a kid. He's just naturally curious about how things work.
I think what my mother would say is that I had a very good talent of taking things apart, not necessarily a good talent of putting things back together again.
Hopefully that's changed, because what his small startup is working on is nuclear fusion, extracting energy from that isotope of hydrogen by compressing it, pushing it together in test reactors.
1 gram of deuterium has enough energy in it, 18 megawatt hours, which is enough to power your home for a year, and it's about 10 tons of coal. That you get worth of energy that you can then hold in your hand.
You heard that right. 1 drop of heavy water could replace the need for 10 tons of coal. It's pretty amazing to think about.
But on the other hand, how wonderful the promise is that you can get so much energy from such a small amount of just regular water tells you also about how hard the problem is.
It's hard because you've got to squish 2 atoms together using so much force that they overcome their natural aversion to each other and form 1 atom. When the nuclei fuse, they spark and cast off charged particles that you can harness as energy. Making this happen requires inconceivably hot temperatures and pressures. It's atomic alchemy. And small is their strategy for solving this, one of the world's most intractable problems. Kirtley says it's a more manageable approach than the one used by big international competitors. In Redmond, they've demonstrated fusion using high-powered magnets mostly. The technical term for what they've built is a magneto-inertial fusion reactor. But they have easier nicknames. Kirtley stands near a bank of computers and an open doorway. Coils, magnets, and wires fill a metal rack with some pipes overhead. This is Helion's 4th prototype.
Yes, so this is currently Grande. Tall was the previous generation. The next one will be Venti, and then we'll go on.
They started small, but they're scaling up now, because even though they fire up Grande to make fusion happen about 100 times a day, it's not yet commercially viable. They have to put more energy in than Grande's reaction puts out. Their hope is that as they gradually create larger prototypes, they'll get to break even and beyond. And that's what they're testing now.
So we can charge up the experiment. It's all controlled via computer.
That's Helion's principal scientist, George Vatrebeck.
You're the brains behind the operation.
Lots of numbers are running across his screen, along with images of a pink flash of light caused by the reaction, which took just a fraction of a second and was hidden beneath all those coils of magnets that contain it. I almost missed it, so I asked, could I see it again? Wow. Okay, so I'm going to turn up my sound so that I can capture the sound and sort of stick my arm in there and see if I can get better sound. That flash comes from the energy that's released when the 2 deuterium atoms fuse. But as of now, they're not actually producing any electricity, because remember, there's no net gain yet. So if it sounds a little bit like a cap gun, it kind of is. Still, CEO Kirtley says they're on the right track with the densities and temperatures they're using to contain the reactions. Last year, they attracted $1.5 million in venture capital. But as they stretch their inventions into bigger and bigger prototypes, there's no real telling what will happen. Ideally, they'll get more refined as they go and build a working commercial reactor in the next 3 years. Kirtley says they could even bring it to market in as soon as 6.
That's the hope. That's the hope that you always are adding fidelity. You're adding complexity that makes it more correct, makes it more accurate. The danger is that you added fidelity, you made it more complex, but now it's not right. That's always the worry.
After all, they're tinkering with nature. It's like trying to put a sun in a bottle. The goal is so elusive, it's become a running joke among analysts. Peter Grossman is a professor of economics at Butler University.
For ever since I've looked at energy issues, people have been saying about fusion, it's 20 years away and always will be.
People have been working on it and wishing it would solve our energy crises for 60 years at least. He says he wouldn't bet money on it unless he was a very rich philanthropist.
If I had Bill Gates type wealth and wanted to further the development of what would be a great breakthrough, then I might invest. But
he doesn't, so he hopes venture capital does in fact succeed at this because it would be good for all of humanity. Back at Helion in Redmond, David Kirtley says technological change is speeding up. Fusion technology is gaining new momentum. For example, some of the magnets they use at Helion are new technologies developed for wind power turbines. And Helion has been working on fusion for 8 years already. They're not coming out of nowhere.
This is the culmination of many, many years, decades of work. And so why we're confident is that we've been able to do it. That we've been able to, in over the last 8 years, build hardware, build prototypes, and show that, in fact, that it works the way we had hoped it would work.
And experience is not just successes. He says setbacks are part of the process.
We have certainly had, I say, four prototypes, because those are the ones that we like the best. There were other prototypes in there that maybe didn't work so well while we were still learning how to do this.
That's why venture capital is flowing in, not just to Helion, but to lots of small fusion companies. There's competition as close as Burnaby, BC, and California. And while Kirtley is working hard to get the resources his team needs to invent the best fusion widget, he says there won't be just one winner in this race. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.